freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It seems we've stumbled onto the religion topic again.
Yes, we have.
It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And it's bringing out the phone calls, so since you're calling in, we're going to continue with it. That's what the show is about. You literally can hijack the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. You don't have to talk about what we're talking about to get on the air on this show.
That's right.
So understand that and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. The last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Just take them. Take them and
That's
give
right.
them away. We don't care.
Take the archives and run.
Exactly. Again, so 800-259-9231. We're going to go back to the phones, back to the fun, to the Reverend Bart in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Bart.
What's going on, gentlemen? How you doing this evening?
You're not a real reverend, are you?
Actually, you know what? I am ordained through the Universal Life Church, but they'll ordain anybody for a price. So, actually, yeah.
What is the price? $20?
I think it's in the neighborhood of 50 right now.
Still a good deal.
Yeah, Reverend Bart has just been what I've been performing under for several years now. I do a lot of spoken word and stand-up comedy here locally, and I'm a ring announcer and MC for a lot of extreme fighting promotions nationwide. So, you know, just one of those things, man. You know, somebody started calling me the Reverend, and it just kind of stuck. So I figured I'd go ahead and get ordained just for the formality of it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, since you were talking about religion, I figured it'd be appropriate for me to call up. I just wanted to touch on real quick, man, because, you know, I noticed from your previous call, I think his name was Ryan, and a lot of folks, they keep interjecting this thing about, you know, the God-fearing founding fathers and this side of the other thing. I want for him and for you guys, because I definitely think you guys get it. First of all, I want to say this is my first time hearing your program.
Really?
I listen to GCN a lot, for the Alex Jones show later on, and this is the first time I happened to trip and fall over you guys, and it's very refreshing.
Well, thanks. But, we're glad you're here. We're here 6 nights a week, live, actually, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 Eastern, and we also have a live Saturday show from 8 to 10 Eastern.
Well, I promise you got a consistent listener from here on out.
Excellent.
Really like what you guys are doing. You know, I tend to take a very libertarian point of view, and I'm very absolutist when it comes to the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
This whole God-fearing founding fathers thing, there's a book called The Heretic's Handbook of Quotation.
All right, that's the only plug you get, man. That's the only plug you get. All right, keep going.
All right, man. I want to throw this little quote out from our God-fearing founding father, Thomas Jefferson. There's a couple of quotes in here.
Okay.
One from a letter to Horatio Spafford dated from 1814. In every country and in every age, the priest has been hostile to liberty. He is always in allegiance with the despot, abetting his abuses in return for protection of his own. Okay, that's on the religion and politics thing. Now this is on the Christian religion specifically. Again, from Thomas Jefferson, a letter to his nephew Peter Carr. The Christian God can easily be pictured as virtually the same as the many ancient God of his past civilizations. The Christian God is a three-headed monster, cruel, vengeful, and capricious. If one wishes to know more of this raging, three-headed, beast-like God, one only needs to look at the caliber of the people who say that they serve him. They are always of two classes, fools and hypocrites.
Ooh.
I just wanted to throw that out.
That is brutal. You know what I'd like you to do? You know what I'd like you to do, Bart? I'd like you to log on at freetalklive.com and go to the bulletin board system and post those there, if you could. Post the sources, if you could.
I would be happy to do that.
It's free registration, so just go check it out at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, they're both coming from the Heretic's Handbook of Quotations.
All right, there you go. Second one, Bart. You can cite the book online. We got no problem with that. But if they want to, you know, they want extra plugs, they can buy the airtime.
Sorry about that, guys. It was strictly not intentional. I just wanted to make sure that the sources were accurately quoted, because, you know, that's what separates, you know, folks like you and I from folks like, you know, people that just shamelessly keep quoting the Bible. You know, I just wanted to make sure we had accurate sources. The thing I want everybody to remember who's listening, you know, whether you're Christian or not, is that it's rights for everyone or it's rights for no one.
That's true.
What you were saying earlier is absolutely correct. I think that if somebody wants to pray in a public school, school, you got to let them. But by the same token, if somebody is questioning their sexual orientation and wants to join the gay and lesbian student alliance, you got to let that happen too.
Yeah, if you have a government-run school, you do have to let those things happen. But, of course, the correct solution is to get the government completely out of education and have a free market in education. Then all the religious people can send their kids to the religious schools, and the people who don't want to have religion in school can send their kids to the a-religious schools, and the people who want to teach their kids about the environment can send their kids to the environmental schools, and
Absolutely. It's
on and on and on. We really could have some awesome, awesome choices in education if the government would just lay their hands off, basically.
Yeah, well, the government that governs best is the one that governs least. If they get everything out of it, we keep an open, free and open exchange of ideas all the time.
Well, that's the point behind this show. That is definitely the point behind this show. We're glad that you took advantage of opening up the phone lines and calling in tonight. Thanks, Bart.
Well, I got to tell you, I'll be listening from here on out. You guys keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a fine job, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, don't forget to log on. Post those quotes at freetalklive.com. Thanks again. Thanks a lot, Reverend. 800-259-9231. Must have been on a cell phone. Getting some funny talk back there. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the phone calls. Let's go to Joe in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Joe. What's happening?
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking my call.
We appreciate you making the call. What's up?
Thanks. I just wanted to say I've heard a couple arguments, and I'm a Christian, and I think that putting Bibles in public schools is a good idea because it teaches morality.
How do you feel about the idea of getting the government out of schooling?
I think it's a good idea.
Okay, so then we don't even have a conflict then, because I want to get the government out of education, and then you can have all the Bible schools you want, Joe.
But does the government have to be in the school means that they're somehow related to having Bibles in the school? I guess my point is you can have Bibles in the school without having the government in there, too.
That's absolutely correct. If we got the government out of education, Joe, you could go and open up a school that was all about the Bible. And there already are schools like that. I mean, there are plenty of Christian Catholic schools all around the country, and anybody can send their kids there. The problem is, though, everyone's taxed to send everyone's kids to the government-run schools. If we just ended those property taxes and ended those taxes, sold off those schools, and let the free market reign in education, there'd be all kinds of interesting choices. Some of them would be biblically based. Some of them would be, you know, Jewish schools. Some of them would be Catholic schools. And there would be apolitical, a-religious schools as well.
Hmm.
Does that make sense, Joe?
It makes sense.
You don't think that the government should force the Bible on people, do you?
Absolutely not. I don't think anybody should force religion on anyone. I think that's the nice thing about Christianity. If you look at the Western world, which has been for most part Christianity, they've never really, apart from the Crusades, and I agree there was a lot of brutality there, but the modern world today, Christianity, which is the Western world, Europe and America, they don't seem to push religion on people. I think it's a good thing. I don't think that Christianity was meant to be pushed on people. If you're going to accept God, it's going to be the heart. If you're going to accept Jesus Christ, it's going to be in your heart.
Well,
it's not going to be by somebody pointing a gun in your head and saying, you know, worship. And I don't think God wants to be worshipped that way.
Well, the missionaries of the 18th, 19th century would have done well to remember that as they were clubbing the primitives into believing their way of thought.
You know, there's been a lot of really bad things done in the name of Christianity. I just like to say that the true form of Christianity never teaches violence to convert and never teaches hypocrisy.
You're absolutely right, Joe. The Christians today get a real bad name because there are certain ones who are vocal about their beliefs and are trying to push it on people, and it's no wonder that people back away from it. I mean, nobody likes, not that you're a Jehovah's Witness and that there are Christians. Yeah, I don't even know if they qualify. Do they? Do they qualify as Christians?
I think they do not, because they have certain views that don't follow under the
But nobody likes that kind. Nobody likes that kind of technique, and I totally agree with you, Joe. Thanks for calling in, man.
God bless, brother.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Take control of the show at that number there. You can literally bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about whatever you want, political, personal. You want to get a rant off your chest. Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and grab the updates. Just sign up real quick. Maybe take you a minute or two to sign up for it. Whenever there's some news about the show, we will send it to you via the internet. And you're the first to know. freetalklive.com. Again, sign up for the updates.
And as usual, we are pleased to inform you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, please call at 1-888-532-4604, or you can log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org.
Excellent. So the phones, I believe, are dry at this point. And so, again, if you want to pick up the ball here, run on a topic that we've been talking about in the past 3 hours, I mean, the past few hours of this show. Again, we're here six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern time. Of course, we have the live Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock as well.
Yep.
Jason, where are we going next, man? What do you got up? Oh, actually, I tell you what I want to do. I've got a little email here that came in. You can email the show. We don't read emails too often. I mean, if they're really outstanding, we'll read them. But we don't have time to read all the emails that come in. Anyway, ftl@freetalklive.com is the email address. And Dave writes us, "No free speech here," is a subject line. "Can't plug books, can't plug websites, can't plug people. This is not free speech as I understand it. I also know you've terminated unregistered access to your website. Time to unlink your page." I added the at the end there.
Oh, okay.
But no, this isn't free speech. And I don't think we've ever advertised it as being free speech. It's
right.
Free Talk Live.
And it's certainly not a medium for people to advertise.
We let you call in and talk about virtually anything that you want. There are certain rules that the FCC has that says you can't talk about sexually explicit things and things like that, so we obviously have to exclude that sort of content. And I'm going to exclude plugs. This is not Free Plugs Live. Back when we were on the FM station, when we first got our start, there used to always, since we were on the FM talker, there used to be a younger audience listening. We'd get people calling in wanting to do shout-outs. It's not Free Shout-Out Live. I understand that free speech is a good thing, but we're here to do a radio show which has issues and people talking about those issues. Not, hey, I want to say shout-out to Cindy. Hey! That's
right.
Not a good radio show. That's
right. And we, in all fairness, we don't get a lot of callers like that.
No, not these days we don't.
Right.
We used to.
Right.
And we tell them, go somewhere else. Go call the top 40 station. They'll take your calls about that.
Oh yeah, they will.
They don't mind playing sophomore crap like that on the air. But we don't do that. If somebody wants to come on the air and drop a name of a book once, we're not going to be able to stop them. We're not going to dump their call or anything over
right.
it. But we're not here to promote somebody's book. That's why we don't have guests on this show. There's
right.
plenty of shows out there that you can go listen to where they'll promote books all night long. Because
right.
because that's all the talk show host is good at doing, is doing interviews.
Right. I mean, and the callers that we like the most are ones that have formed their own opinions, not callers who are merely mouthpieces for different...
Well, now, to be fair, you have to get your opinions from somewhere, right?
Oh,
I mean, you
right.
have to form them from some basis, and if you're forming them from a basis of other people's information, I think that that's fair, but what you're talking about is where we asked him specific questions about his feelings, and all he could do...
Was
the
come
caller,
back with quotes.
Yeah, was bring back quotes from other
and
people.
And quotes are nice and all, and they're is forum for quotes. It's just when you're asked your personal opinion on something and you come back with what somebody else says, it sort of tells you that you're not really an independent thinker.
So again, so we're not going to let you plug your book on this show unless you want to pay us.
Oh yeah,
hey. We're here to make money, Dave. That's the point behind this show. I mean, we don't make very much yet because we're getting the ball rolling here in the syndication game. 2-3 years down the line, when we're on 100-something radio stations, there's going to be some money to be made. And why would I want to give out our valuable airtime to someone who wants to plug his book? It doesn't make any sense. And I'm sure you'd feel the same way if you were running a radio show, Dave. And as far as this, I also note you've terminated unregistered access to your website. Hello? FreeTalkLive.com? There's no registering there. You just go and get stuff from it. You go and grab the archives. There's no membership fee. There's no registration. Yeah, there's certain areas of the site that require registration. And what he meant by website, he meant the bulletin board system. Because there used to be something that was called the free-for-all forum,
mm-hmm.
where you didn't have to register for the BBS to go post there.
Right.
And it was an experimental forum. I made it clear when I opened it up that it was experimental because a couple of people had complained that they shouldn't have to register to participate in the forum. Okay. I kind of understood that. I said, we'll experiment. We'll run with it. So I created the free-for-all forum, and it literally allowed any anonymous coward to come onto the bulletin board system and post whatever the hell he wanted to. And that was the point behind it. I let it run for, I think, probably about a month or so, and the reason I got rid of it was because people were just posting the most asinine crap, and they'd never they go and they'd post something and they'd never come back to respond to it.
Mm.
It was just like it was a free for all as I had labeled it, and that's not what I want on the BBS. I don't want it to be something where you just show up and lay out a bunch of posts and then go away just to let everyone else read your posts. I want you to come back and respond to what the people had to say to your posts. And that wasn't happening there. So, and plus, a lot of the content that was there was mm-hmm. was all the conspiracy, kooky stuff. For the most part.
Yes. Because the red Chinese coming in through the Mexican border and whatnot.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And that was normally being posted in not quite as much of an extent in the regular forums, but it was just all over the place in the free-for-all forum. So I didn't want it to give the appearance that we are one of those shows. You know, because if anyone came into the forum and all they looked at was the free-for-all forum, because that's the only one you can look at without registering, it would give them the impression, maybe,
that we're just another conspiracy theory show.
Which we're not.
Certainly not.
We'll let you come on the air with a conspiracy theory, but we're going to hold your feet to the flame on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're going to ask you questions about it and call you on the carpet for it.
But we will most certainly let you get all your points out in...
Right.
Yeah.
So now you do still have to register, so it's back to the old way. You have to register to get on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, and that's the way it's going to be. If you got a problem with it, go ahead, unlink the page. I don't care.
Yeah, it's not like you have to pay if you register.
Right, we've got hundreds of people who've registered. They don't have a problem registering. They don't have to give up any personal information or anything like that to be a part of the Free Talk Live bulletin board system.
We wouldn't require you to give us personal information about you just to register?
Let's go to Tom in California. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason. Hello.
Hello, Ian and Jason. How are you?
Excellent.
Quite well, Tom.
All right. I'd like to continue the conversation about the teaching the Bible in school.
Sure. Do it, sir. We're going to have to cut you off in just a bit, but we'll put you on hold. But get a couple points out at this point.
All right. To lead into this discussion, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
We like questions.
What's the difference between a civil right and a constitutional right?
What is the question on the table? What is the difference between a civil right and a constitutional right? You know what? We'll answer it when we return. Hang on, Tom. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You can literally take us in any direction you want. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Tony Bennett sang, "Fly Me to the Moon." Back then, that was a far trip. But now, dozens of closer moons circling the globe make travel on Earth heavenly. I'll position it all for you when we come back. This is Bobby Ligas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Ancient mariners navigated by the one and then only moon. But travelers today negotiate seas and streets alike by a constellation of 27 Earth-orbiting satellites that enable global positioning systems, or GPS. Weighing 3,000 to 4,000 pounds each, GPS's solar-powered satellites circle the Earth twice a day, and GPS receivers pinpoint your location by finding the distance to at least three of these satellites, then extrapolating the data by a process called trilateration. So the next time you leave your heart in San Francisco, you'll know just where to find it. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. 1-800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and tune in to the live stream. Maybe you're in an area of the country where you can't hear us on the air. You can always log on as long as you have internet access and tune in at freetalklive.com. We're going to go right back to the phones and back to the funds. Let's go to Tom in California, right? You're in California, Tom?
Yes, Sam.
All right. And you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jason. Now, before we left for a moment there, your question was, can you reiterate?
Yes. What's the difference between a constitutional right and a civil right?
Do you want to answer that, Jason?
You go ahead and field it.
Okay. I would say that the difference is a civil right is something that the government creates for citizens, and
okay.
I would say the constitutional rights are just simply, they're not necessarily rights as much as they are. The Constitution is simply acknowledging the fact that you have rights just based on being a human being.
Close. The Constitution says we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So having a knowledge of the Creator and accepting the Creator is a necessary basis for you to claim your constitutional rights.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. When they put Creator in there, they were just acknowledging that perhaps there was something more powerful than a human being. In any case, it is more natural order of things, a natural law than a physical creator. We are endowed by virtue of being human beings.
And the Constitution enumerates the rights that we are endowed
mm-hmm.
by the Creator with.
Right.
And so that is those rights, and citizens as sovereign individuals endow in the Constitution endow the government with its right to exist.
Correct.
So when the government...
We created the government. You're absolutely right.
We created the government. So when the government claims to create civil rights, they're claiming to create rights that we would have endowed to them in the first place, right?
Well, the civil rights that they are claiming to create aren't the constitutional rights. I'm with you, Tom. I see where you're going with this. In fact, I was just reading Michael Badnarik's book last night, and he was talking about that issue.
Okay.
The issue of the civil rights, the U.S. citizen was... The term citizen wasn't even in the Constitution until the 14th Amendment.
Right. Right.
And they created this U.S. citizenship, and everyone is assumed to be a citizen because they fill out their birth certificates and their Social Security, and that's kind of them supposedly opting into these mystical social contracts that we allegedly have. And I refuse. I never signed any contract like that, and if I did, I withdraw my damn signature at this point, because I'd much rather be a sovereign individual than a U.S. citizen, because U.S. citizens have to ask permission to do all sorts of things, whether it be to drive on the roads, to get married. If you're a U.S. citizen, you don't have constitutional rights. because you're a citizen. If you're a sovereign individual, then you do have constitutional rights. Well, I mean, you have the rights anyway, but the U.S. citizens supposedly are forfeiting their rights by becoming U.S. citizens.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very bass-ackwards and very confusing, I think, to the average listener out there. But the concept is, and if I understand this right, Tom, the concept is because the U.S. government has created this citizenship and everyone is supposedly opting into it, they're volunteering into this control grid, this system that we have, and as a result, they can just pass whatever damn laws they want.
Yep.
Well, that way of looking at it does make it complicated, but if you look at it as, and as a Christian, I believe in the Creator, and that we were created, and we were created with certain inalienable rights, then the whole argument becomes very simple and very straightforward. And you can see immediately that when the government starts talking civil rights, they have no concept of the Constitution.
Oh, absolutely. I was just trying to explain the game that they're trying to play with us. That's all. I agree with you. It's very simple. We all have rights, mm-hmm. and we have the right to say no to what this government is doing.
That's right. Whether those rights be granted by a creator or just...
Or you just have them.
Or you just have
you're a person.
Them. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the same side, Tom.
Yes, we are. I'm a registered libertarian. I voted for Michael.
Excellent. Now, are you coming to the free state, Tom?
Well, you know, actually, we just bought a piece of property, and I voted for the free state, being as my dad's in Massachusetts and upstate New York, but my wife is a native Californian, desires to remain a native Californian.
Oh, my goodness, why?
a libertarian in California?
She may not be a libertarian.
Yeah, she is. But,
she is.
What can I say?
She just, like, wants to fight the most difficult fight that there could ever possibly be. I mean, California has about a 2% chance of ever coming back to liberty.
Well, you know, actually, we are moving to Mendocino County, and I don't know if you're familiar with that county, but they
That's one of the more liberal counties when it comes to marijuana possession, right?
Well, actually, it's more libertarian. There's Norm Roman is the district attorney up there, and he was part of the address at the Libertarian convention.
Okay.
And so he's a libertarian, and the sheriff's very libertarian also.
Hmm.
So do you think there's a chance?
Do you think your wife might change her mind after the state of New Hampshire starts really becoming the most clearly, obviously free state in the union? And I mean, the wealth just starts to build and build in New Hampshire. Do you think she might reconsider? Is she open minded?
About most things, but not that.
All right, Tom. Fair enough. Anything else on your mind tonight? Anything else you want to get out over the airwaves?
No, except that, well, actually, yes, that with my belief about the Creator being the source of the rights, in order to know the Creator and be able to claim those rights, that would be a reason to teach the Bible in school.
Well, as long as you want to get the government out of schools, we'll again be on the same page, Tom. But forcing
well, I do, and I do want the government out of school. We homeschool one of our children.
That's great.
What kind of hoops do you have to jump through in order to do that in California?
It depends what route you take. We're doing the charter school, which is sort of semi-structured where you can choose to teach or you can choose to take some classes. My son's in 10th grade right now. So if you take charter school, that's pretty straightforward. You fill out their paperwork and follow their routine and they still
so
have
you're
to
basically,
go through the same testing.
Let me see if I understand this. You're basically kind of signing on with a curriculum that's being administered by a charter school, but you're actually doing the teaching that they suggest. Is that how it works?
A combination of that, yes.
Interesting. I only ask because I'm just totally not unfamiliar with it. I was a product of the government school, so
yeah,
I don't...
You have a facilitator, and you can choose your own curriculum and have it approved by the facilitator.
Okay.
Or you can choose the curriculum that they offer.
I see. And the facilitator is the person who is licensed, right? That's because a lot of states have a lot of licensing and stuff that these homeschoolers have to go through.
Right, right. So, the facilitator is a licensed teacher. And they you know, have you fill out a certain amount of paperwork and such to show that the coursework's been done.
Very good. You've cleared it up for me. Thanks for the call, man.
All righty. Thank you.
We hope to talk to you soon. Thanks, Tom. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. There's more time in this show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so if you want to get your calls in, absolutely make them right now. 1-800-259-9231. We'll talk to you about anything. And coming up, we will get to the Pentagon Propaganda Channel.
Hooray!
Ooh, boy. We got an exciting 4 years ahead of us, don't we? This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave Patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, if you want it to be. Or you can sit back and just enjoy as we talk about what we want to talk about. Because right now the phones are dead, which means we got to bring stuff up, Jason.
Yep. Do.
That's right. And again, don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Join the fun on the bulletin board system. There are literally thousands of posts there. Hundreds of people who are participating in the freetalklive.com BBS. It's free to register. There's very little information that we require of you. Just basically a valid email address. We shoot you a validation email. You click it, you're in. It's that simple.
It's really easy.
It is. And it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of good stuff on there, including the brand new Karma system, which you'll just have to check out. Again, at freetalklive.com. So, the Pentagon, apparently, is going to have their own propaganda network now.
Hmm.
In the tradition of such great nations as North Korea, Russia,
yes.
China, and all of the other countries where all of the television is state-controlled, our own Pentagon's now jumping in the game.
Well, they're in good company.
The U.S. military is to beam its own news coverage to millions of Americans. You want to talk about fair and balanced. You thought Fox News was bad.
Oh.
Moving on from its phase of embedding journalists, or as some would say, a policy of restricting and controlling the flow of information, the Pentagon will now produce and disseminate the news itself. It will be beamed to the public at no charge.
Oh, that's nice of them.
Wait a minute. We pay taxes.
Oh, yeah.
So there is
that?
A charge there.
Yeah,
the service will emanate from what is known as the Pentagon channel. They mean no extra charge, meaning you won't be charged any extra on your cable bill or your satellite bill in this case, because it's not on cable yet. The service will emanate from what's known as the Pentagon channel, an internal public relations television unit within the Department of Defense. It was set up 9 months ago. Now, I actually remember reading something else about this in the past. I don't think we talked about it on the show, because when I read the initial article about it, it kind of raised red flags with me, because it said the Pentagon was going to have its own news channel.
Right.
But then it made it sound like it was going to be internal, meaning it was going to be something you could only see if you were in the Pentagon or if you were in the military. But now that's not the case anymore. Now, the government-run TV service will be channeled to the public through EchoStar Communications Dish Network, which will offer the Pentagon channel to its more than 11 million viewers on a no-cost basis. Programming will appear on the network's public interest channels and will operate... who in the hell would be interested in that garbage? And will operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because the number one rule of propaganda is you have to say things over and over again.
Oh,
you have to tell the lies over and over again in order for people to believe that they're true.
Mm-hmm. If you say it enough times, just get it in people's minds. I mean,
that is really the first rule of propaganda. Yeah. I think, I don't know if it was Goebbels that wrote it. Is it Goebbels or Goebbels?
Goebbels.
Goebbels. I don't know if he was the one that wrote the rules, but he certainly was the one who made them famous.
Yes.
And now they are being implemented by the Pentagon. They're being implemented by George W. Bush in his recent commencement speeches, in any of his speeches in the past few weeks. He's just been peppering them with words like liberty and freedom and liberty and freedom.
Spreading freedom across the globe.
Over and over again, using those words as though if he keeps saying it, it'll turn into the truth. But it's not.
No, it's not. Go to Iraq and ask them how they feel about being, quote-unquote, free.
No-knock raids at any time of the night. You got to carry a government ID card. The media is completely controlled there by the military. Barbed wire around the cities. If you're driving in the wrong place at the wrong time, you're liable to get shot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
And the elections were hailed as, oh, this is freedom at its finest. It's not freedom when you shut down the entire city of Baghdad, shut down the streets, and shut down all businesses.
Drive.
Exactly. They shut down the streets and all businesses and say, you got to vote. You got to vote. And they only got 60% turnout when you shut down every part of the city.
And last night on the show, you mentioned that you spotted something on The Daily Show.
Yeah. About how they were they distribute cigarettes, and inside is an insert that says inform on your neighbors.
Who's doing the distribution? The U.S. military? They're giving out the cigarettes?
I would imagine. Or the Iraqi government, which
right.
is monkey puppets for
Yeah, I've heard there are I've heard something about that you have to actually get into some sort of a queue to get food, to get like food credits or something.
No
like
kidding.
That over there. I didn't really look into it too deeply, but it sounded like
sounds great.
It sounded like they're rationing food. And that's just the hallmark of a free society, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Food rationing? Bread lines?
Government-controlled television? Yeah.
Hello? Communism? Communism, anyone? Well, Dish viewers will be kept up to date with current military news and information propaganda, including Department of Defense news briefings, military, where you can guarantee that not a damn person will be asking any challenging questions. Military news, interviews with top defense officials, and short stories about the work of military people.
Oh.
Translation, we're going to show you how wonderful it is to be in the military,
yes.
So all you youngsters can join right up. Because we don't want to bring back a draft quite yet. That's, they're working on that.
Well, to say that they don't want to.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And then Defense Department spokesman bureaucrat Larry DeSomebody said, we appreciate Dish Network's decision to carry the new Pentagon channel on their satellite TV system. Their support helps us fulfill our mission of providing timely military news and information.
That's so great.
Since when did the Pentagon have a mission of providing military news, period? He must mean the mission of the Pentagon Channel. That's their mission for the Pentagon Channel, is to spread their lies and their propaganda as far and wide as possible. And I really hope that other cable systems don't pick this crap up. Otherwise, it's just going to be... It is just going to brainwash even more people, and it's frightening. Yeah. I mean, you reported last night that 60-something percent, 66% of Americans believe that Karl Marx's famous quote is part of the Constitution.
That's right.
It's a sad situation we have here. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It is your show. If you want to take control, Free Talk Live. Dial in. It's Ian. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
All right. Oh boy. Log on to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us. The Shrine of Female Listeners. Check that out. And ladies, we want you to be a part of the Shrine. Send us your pictures to ftl@freetalklive.com. Better yet, send us a validated picture with something in it that proves that you listen to Free Talk Live. You can log on to the Shrine and see what I mean. It's absolutely free, of course. We want to show off that we actually have women listening to this show. Women who are so dedicated, they'll send us their pictures.
That's right.
Now, speaking of women,
if you're going to Tokyo,
look out.
Don't go on the trains. Don't go on the subway system.
Why?
Well, a record 2,201 cases of women molested on trains were reported in Tokyo last year. In Tokyo alone, by the Metropolitan Police Department, or MPD.
Choo-choo indeed.
However, MPD officials...
2,000 cases?
Over 2,000. However, MPD officials said that they believe this is just the tip of the iceberg, noting that numerous...
The tip of the iceberg?
Noting that numerous victims of such crimes choose not to file criminal complaints.
Indeed.
Because so the 2000, I can understand that.
So the 2,000 isn't an estimate? Those are the ones who filed complaints?
2,201. Those are how many complaints were filed on.
Does it say how the age ranges of the women? Because I'd always kind of thought it was young women, but...
Well, let me get into it.
Okay.
Among the 2,201 cases, the MPD arrested or sent investigation reports to prosecutors on 1,886 suspects aged 14 to 80.
Oh, these are the suspects.
The okay. These are 14-year-old boys to 80-year-old piles
of
dust.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt that, I mean, perversion spans the decades.
Yes. Transcends generation.
Right. Well, I guess the deal is the subways are so packed. I mean, this is Japan. This is Tokyo. There's a lot of people there. I'm sure the subways are kind of analogous to New York City, you know, with a lot of people there at all times. So
Absolutely. You're
probably packed in, and if someone's touching you, you're probably not even going to know who it is necessarily, right? Is that the idea?
I guess.
Like there's virtual anonymity in groping on
more,
the subways?
More or less, I suppose. Well, it's mainly fellas in their 30s, as would be expected. They take up about 37%. Of the gropers, if you will.
Got it.
And about 30% of the victims were high school age girls.
30%?
30%.
Okay. So that means 60%, or rather 70%, were over high school age.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes, indeed.
So this is apparently an epidemic up there, because we certainly don't hear about anything like that happening in the States.
Oh, no, we don't. Well, we covered that story a couple of years ago about that club of gentlemen in Tokyo who would go on subways and with the intent of fondling women.
It was a weird gentleman's club sort of thing where you were challenged. Like they would trade they'd meet at a bar and trade techniques and tips and war stories, if you will, of their molestation habits.
And you would gain status in the club. Based on how many girls you successfully fondled, and if you got away from the police, that was huge.
Of course, the biggest problem there is, who in the hell ever... What guys that would go to this club would be telling the truth about the amount of girls they fondle? I got 10 this week! I got 10! I doubled that. I got 20 this week. I mean, you know, guys.
I had 4 at the same time. It was crazy.
All right, we're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com.
So long.
If you're tired...